says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. And we can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change and be everything I can be. What I love is someone bright enough to see. What I hate is what I hate, and I always will. What I hate is someone mad enough to kill. What I love is someone with a heart that's really good. Now we can't change the whole wide world. Maybe we can change our neighborhood.
Hey, folks. Welcome to the show. You're tuned into the Trump Phenomenon. This is your late host. Sorry. Hope you enjoyed an abundance of intro music there. Best intro music around, Merle Haggard. Hey, he's the best. And Hank Williams Jr. And Gretchen Wilson. Thank you for joining us. We are live, as you can tell, right out of the gate. You can tell this is a live show. And you can call in at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And call now. Operators are standing by to take your call. And by the way, you know, I mentioned yesterday, and this is a theme I'll be reiterating here. It's kind of a slight change for me in my approach. I would like you to send money to the Republic Broadcasting Network. And let's just go straight to the source itself. And if you support this show, send your funds to the Republic Broadcasting Network. And then if you would, put a little note in there. Hey, I'm listening to the Kelso Show and to the Trump Phenomenon. And that would be much appreciated. I think that's a much simpler approach. So when you go to republicbroadcasting.org, just look for your ways to contribute and dig deep. And as Michael Rivero says, find out, calculate what is this network worth to you? What have you learned or found out or kept in touch with, or how has this helped your morale? There's a reason you're listening. Think about it. Why are you listening to this show right now? I think you are. Let's check. You are. That's right. So there's something you value about the Republic Broadcasting Network that John Stadtmiller created. And let your support reflect that value. And there you go. Let's just make it really simple in that way. And that will that's my way of keeping this show on the air. So if you enjoy the show, I am not independently wealthy. And I love Donald Trump, but I'm not related to him. Wait a minute. I am. I am a cousin, a distant cousin through his mother, McLeod. I'm a McLeod, too. But none of the family money made it my way. So help me keep this show on the air by you supporting the Republic Broadcasting Network and including a note saying, hey, I listened into the Trump Phenomenon. All right, let's get launched here. And Let me tell my engineer here to hook in some of the cables on the show here that needed hooking up. Yes, you did just hear me get out of my chair. Yes, I'm the engineer, at least at this end. But you have professional engineers in Round Rock, Texas, where Republic Broadcasting Network is beamed in your direction. And here we go. So I'm doing my own engineering right here. And I'm plugging a couple more wires. I have a bunch of computers here and surrounded by computers. Here we go. And put that headphone on so I can hear you when you dial in. Let me see if there's a caller right now. You know what? I'll tell you what. George, I love you, George, in Texas. Let's just start. I'm going to surprise you, George. You don't have to wait half an hour. You're on the air. Go, George.
Smoke side was down. Hey, how you doing?
Good, good. And thank you. Yes, I hear you. You hear me?
Yeah, I'm in my car, talking on Bluetooth.
Oh, okay, nice.
Anyway, buddy, I sat there and listened to Lou Dobbs last week on the border situation. I know Trump is threatening to shut down the border. And
yes,
Lou Dobbs is sitting there in a rage because the generals are disobeying the president. That's a court-martial offense. These generals should be court-martialed.
Now, fill me in a little. But now, the generals, fill me in. I'm not following completely.
They do not want to secure the border. They're dragging their feet.
Which generals you're talking about?
Well, Lou Dobbs is talking in general, but I know one thing. General Mattis opposed Trump on the border. He also opposed when President Trump signed that executive order banning transgenders from the military.
Well, that's Mattis. That's Mattis. That's Mad Dog Mattis. And he's gone. But I would say in general, you know, pardon the pun there, but the general staff, I think, is very enthusiastic about Donald Trump and his entire program, including wanting to secure the border. Remember, think about it. Folks who volunteer for the military, they are dedicated to defending our country. And if having a border is not defending our country, I don't know what is. So you could sort of say, go ahead.
Well, here's the thing is a lot of these generals in key posts, they are members of the Council on Foreign Relations, a trilateral commission. Many of them went to Bilderbergers. They're there for one reason. He has a choke point. Even though you may have good generals underneath, you got certain people in choke points to prevent certain things from happening.
Yes, I understand that. That certainly there must be some bad apples on the general staff. And one of the sad things, I wish I could remember who said it, one of the patriots that you and I and all the rest of us listened to, somebody like Carlson or Hannity or somebody, mentioned that we now are in the era of the political general, and that to advance in the general staff is, this is not the age of George Patton. this is you get ahead now. You have to pass a politically correct test to advance in the general staff, and that's sad. So that bears out what you're saying there. But in general, again, the pun, sorry, those who devoted their lives to defending our country certainly would include defending our borders. So now what I'm enthusiastic about, George, getting right to the point of what's going on right now, Donald Trump talking about shutting the Mexican border. This is an incredibly bold move, and it's a huge move. I think the annual trade between the United States and Mexico, I think I saw it up on the screen today, is almost $700 billion a year. So closing the border, this is a very, very big deal. It would certainly immediately just collapse the Mexican economy. So Donald Trump is taking the nuclear option. He's talking, anyway, about using the nuclear option, which is, if you won't let me build a wall, if you won't give me funding for more staff on the border, if you won't change the damn stupid, insane rules that entice illegals to enter our country, to swarm into our country, well, Donald Trump, the innovator, is looking for an option. And this nuclear option has presented itself to him. He has the power to close the border. That's among his presidential powers. He can do that. And that would scare the hell out of any dictator. And, you know, if you're a politician in Mexico, if you're a president, you're a dictator. That is not a free country. That is not a fair or, you know, that's not a Western or civilized election system there in Mexico. Mexico is a criminal syndicate. The cartels own the country. So Donald Trump saying, if you want to keep, you know, your assault on us, it's a multi-pronged assault Mexico is launching against the United States and has been for all your entire life, George, and mine, and everyone listening to the sound of this radio show. Mexico has been assaulting the United States, taking advantage of us, using us, shipping us their, you know, exploding population, shipping us all of their problems, milking us for our money. It's a one-way abusive relationship between the United States and Mexico. And so closing the border, I like that option. In fact, I wish there were a way to put Mexico in another universe and have nothing to do with it. But go ahead, George.
Well, you know, the thing is, Mexico has always embraced our enemies, too, in the past.
Well, yeah, that's kind of a side note, but that's true. In World War II, and I think also in World War I, Mexico sided with America's enemies. That's kind of a side note because it never came to anything. But on a daily basis, Mexico is running a full-scale assault against, and the Mexican population against America. And if there were a way to make the two countries have nothing to do with each other, we would benefit tremendously from that. So
you want know what? You should get a guest on. You heard of Bill Preston?
Go ahead.
What's the website? Well, yes. He has a website. NewCalifornia.com.
Yes.
Well, he talked about, because you hear Mexico saying Texas and California was stolen from us. Well, here's the thing is, California and Texas were tired of General Santa Anna, and they kicked Mexico's ass out of
Mexico. There, the United States did not steal anything from Mexico, and if you want to get to that point, if the premise of that argument for anybody making it is that anything that was ever stolen from anybody else does not belong to the people who are there now, okay? If that's your premise, okay, then every square inch of planet Earth does not belong to the people who are there now, because every square inch of Earth has at one time or another been taken by force or by invasion, by overwhelming, which is also a form of force. It's an invalid argument. Every Indian tribe, for instance, the noble Indians, all the great, wonderful, loving Indians who they never heard a flea. They're so wonderful. Well, in fact, life among the Indians was horrid. And it was even the further south you went, the more horrid it was, as Mel Gibson points out so well in his incredible movie, Apocalypto. If you haven't watched Apocalypto, folks, you need to watch that movie. Look for it online somewhere. And in that movie, Mel Gibson beautifully portrays, or when I say beautifully, very accurately. He hired anthropologists to get it right. Even the soundtrack, even the sound, the language that the people use. There's not a word of English in the movie Apocalypto, but you'll understand the whole thing as you watch the subtitles go by. The point is, life in the Aztec and Mayan world, and this is true of the Incas as well, but that's not covered in the movie, was brutal, incredibly brutal. And the best thing that ever happened to the Mesoamerican societies of the 15th century was the arrival of Christopher Columbus and the Europeans, because the Europeans put an end to a system of slaughter among the Aztecs that is, I mean, you're talking about piles of beheaded people in the tens of thousands. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Over, it will be a better day. When this war,
hey, we're back, over, Wolf. It will be a better day. Thanks for joining us and updating ourselves on the Trump phenomenon here on, I didn't give the date, April Fool's Day, April 1st, 2019. And the, George, thank you for calling in from your car. May have lost George.
Anyway,
go ahead, George.
Yeah, one more thought. You know, and they say, I was hearing thing. If they close the border, we don't get no avocados. I'm like, well, we can grow them in Texas.
Well, I'll tell you what will happen. Some of that will happen. One of the beauties of planet Earth, of course, is it's the opposition of the seasons between the northern and southern hemisphere. And I've been buying fabulous produce from Chile and Argentina. And of course, you know, their summer is our winter and so on, vice versa. So, and I don't know how they do it, but, you know, modern farming has advanced to the point that the best grapes you can get coming from Chile. And I'm eating pears right now from Argentina that are out of this world. Argentina, people don't appreciate it. It's a very European country. It is the largest.
Why don't we just go left?
Okay, all right.
Well, anyway,
George, but thank you. We'll talk about apples and pears and all that kind of stuff. But in other words, there are workarounds. If the border is closed, we will be getting you. You can be sure right now that there are farmers perking up their ears in Chile and Argentina right now, and they're putting in reservations on planes, trains, and ships and boats to bring produce to from the southern hemisphere to the northern hemisphere. So we'll find a workaround. We might have to pay 10 or 20 cents a pound more, but that's well worth it. I don't buy. If I see Mexico on a fruit or vegetable in the supermarket, I will not buy it. And the reason I won't buy it is because I know what the sanitation practices are in fields in Mexico. Same reason I won't buy it.
Especially don't drink the water.
And said, well, that's not a problem up here. I'm in North Dakota. But the secondly, I won't buy shrimp from China because I know how their shrimp farms, I know how those sewage ponds in which they raise their shrimp, how those are organized. So I only buy wild-caught, American-caught shrimp from the Gulf of Mexico. And I said, I'm a man of very modest means, but still, I'm careful about what I put in my body. So I won't miss not getting lettuce from Mexico or tomatoes from Mexico. I won't buy them anyway. All right, George, thanks for calling in. Let me go. I'm going to go to a story here with Donald Trump. There's a great story here. Let me find it. Where's the story? Where'd it go? Donald Trump talking about the census and where'd it go? Here we go. The census is ridiculous without the citizenship question. President Trump defended the citizenship question on the 2020 census on Monday, saying the process would be a waste of time without it. Can you believe, he says, that the radical left Democrats want to do our new and very important census without the all-important citizenship question? This is on Twitter, so we'll go to the tweet in a bit and read it. The report would be meaningless and a waste of the billions that it costs to put it together. The Supreme Court has yet to rule. This is Breitbart commenting now. Which one of their authors? Charlie Spearing. He's very good. The Supreme Court has yet to rule on whether the Trump administration has the right to ask households in the United States if they are citizens, as leftist critics of the idea have challenged it in court. The ruling could happen sometime at the end of June 2019. Democrats fear that districts would lose out on important government benefits if illegal immigrants do not participate in the survey for fear of deportation. Folks, this is so stupid. To prohibit our government from asking the people living in our country whether they even belong here, whether they are citizens, we're going to the level here of, we're in the Twilight Zone at this point, and we're talking about loony bin. That's how bad it's gotten. Of course, our Census Bureau can ask us whether we are citizens. And the otherwise, we have no, what's the point? What is the point of taking a census? It's to find out who lives here, how many of us there are, and something about us so that we know. I mean, it's kind of important, isn't it? To know whether there are 2 billion people in America or 200 million or, whether there are, twice as many women as men, or if all of us are over 60 years old. It kind of matters who lives in the country. And how do you find that out without a census, without a Census Bureau? It has to be comprehensive. It has to be accurate. Congressional apportionment and districts are all utterly dependent on the census. So this is insane. And Trump is right to use the term ridiculous here to describe. The Democrat Party, the Demon Rat Party, has become the party of insanity, of stupidity. What are some of the characteristics of being a Democrat today? Stupid, insane, malicious? How about that? We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans.
Kicking cans.
Do an ounce of good. They call my name.
My name wasn't Willie Woodrow. I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Do my thing. Okay, here we are. We're talking about Donald Trump's tweets. I got his Twitter account up here, and so we'll very good tweets here by the president in the last few hours. Here's one. This is from yesterday. The Democrats are allowing a ridiculous asylum system, came in after our show, allowing a ridiculous asylum system and major loopholes to remain as a mainstay of our immigration system. Mexico is likewise doing nothing, all caps, a very bad combination for our country. Homeland Security is being so, three O's, very nice, but not for long. Okay, so a lot was said right there by the president. The 800-pound gorilla sitting in the middle of our living room, it has been for our entire lives, is the immigration invasion. Nothing else even comes close. Donald Trump is meeting that head on. And he's dealing with it directly. He's in the stage here now having to educate the American people. Wake up. Snap out of it, America. You're being invaded. And you must become aware of that. You must become upset about that, or the problem is not going to be fixed. You must have a national determination, a will, as the president said in Kuczynski Square in, was it July of 2017, in that incredible speech. Do we have, the question is, do we have the will to save ourselves? Well, what will are we talking about here? Well, it's the will to defend our country against invasion. And that means in every way, at every stage, in every area of life. If at work we find that our boss is bringing in a bunch of invaders, we have to become upset about that and let our boss know we don't like that. And damn the political correctness. Oh, you can't talk about that. That would be, and then what's the word? What is the word that stops our speech, stops us cold, stops us from even thinking? Racist. That's the word. That's the magic. It's a religious word now. It's not, it has no even logical basis. It's simply a term of used by the Inquisition of the left. So you're a racist if you even think about your own survival and that of your people. You are an evil, an utterly evil racist. You shouldn't have a job. You shouldn't be admitted to a school. If you are admitted, you should be expelled. You should be shamed and shunned. Girls should not want to go out on a date with you, and vice versa for you ladies. And we've got to shake that off. We have to get out of that. And so we have to be able to say, no, we do want to defend our nation. And that's the initial difficulty Donald Trump has. It isn't a matter of, you know, build 100 miles of wall or get another $1 billion or any technical matter like that. He's got to, and he's doing it with his Twitter account. This has never happened before. Back up a little bit. Look at the forest. Don't look at the trees. Donald Trump is doing something with that tweet you just heard me read. He's doing something that no leader in America has ever done in our lifetimes. I mean, you got to go back to Charles Lindbergh to find somebody who spoke this clearly. But now you're talking pre-World War II, of course, which is a great train wreck of our whole civilization. Thank you, Adolf, you dumbass. We have to come out of our coma, come out of our zombie state. And Donald Trump is doing something that no one's done before and getting us out of that state. Here he is. Let's look at his comment again. He's our ridiculous asylum system, the mainstay of our immigration system. Now, his next tweet. Here's two tweets later. Democrats working with Republicans in Congress can fix the asylum and other loopholes quickly. We have a major national emergency at our border. And then in all caps, get it done now. And look at what the real deal is here. Wake up, Americans. That's the step that's needed. Because to make an immigration system that is not a leaky sieve, to make a country have a national border, that border has to exist everywhere. Most importantly, in your mind. It must exist between your ears, that border. And what is a border? A border is a way of repelling people, of saying, no, I don't want you sitting at my table. No, I don't want you having in-state resident tuition at my university competing with my kids. No, I don't want you crowding the emergency room so I can't even get in there, or so that the hospital has to close the emergency room because you're bankrupting it. That border has to exist between your ears, and it must exist between the ears of enough scores of millions of Americans, real Americans, that it does what it used to do in the 1950s when I was a boy. That barrier did exist in our heads. And so if an illegal was picked up pulled over by a cop, that judge, that community, the police chief, everybody understood, this guy's going back to Mexico. Toot sweet. And there were no obstacles put in his way. There were no lawsuits. There were no hearings. There were no appeals. It didn't go to the Supreme Court. And that is the barrier. That's the wall that we need. Everything else is in appurtenance to that. So Donald Trump is working on that most fundamental thing. He's doing a darn good job of it. Let's go to some more tweets here. Just look at the board here. I got Dr. Kelly's calling in. Sovereign man. Let's take a call from Sovereign Man, are you there, sir?
Ahoy. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Greetings and salutations, brother. How are you doing today?
Great. Thank you very much. What's first and foremost on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm just curious if the Trump phenomenon knows about TrumpTown.com.
Okay, is that a website?
It is a website.
Okay, I'm going there now. I don't know about it.
Hold on, listen.
Okay.
I'll give you a little bit of direction, if you don't mind. You want to type into your browser, TrumpTown.com.
I'm there now. Okay.
We support the wall.
Okay, so I'll type this the forward slash part. All one word, we support the wall?
All one word.
Okay, let me see what I get. Okay, I'm there now. And now give me the executive summary. What is the significance of this website?
Oh, well, it's not a website. It's a social network for those who support Trump.
I love it. I love it. I will be studying this. Well, I've never heard of it. Where have you been? Just pick up the phone and call me. No, what I've been doing is doing this every day of my life.
I know,
most of
God
my time.
Bless you, brother.
Yes, thank you, and let me know when your radio show goes on the air. But I appreciate the comment. So this is great. That's excellent, and of course, that's the whole premise of this show. Is
now next time
supporting Donald Trump.
Next time I want to type in TrumpTown.com/Jamie Kelso.
Okay,
because I don't see you in there, brother.
Well, that's okay. I don't see them here either. So you know, it's a silly question. And by the way, that's a trait that we have on the right, all of us. Okay, on the right. Is that we take shots at each other. We snip and snap at each other. And that's one reason we're losing.
I'm not trying to dig you.
Yeah, but that's one reason that's one reason we've been losing for half a century. Because we can't get it together. We can't function as a team, as an army. We can't recognize when we've got a commander sitting up there on Traveler, you know, a magnificent man up there in the saddle. In command of our army, we can't even agree that that's our general, and we can't agree that, you know, hey, we're going to stay in formation and we're going to hold our position. So that is one of the things that the right has done, is we disintegrate into a thousand little bickering groups of people, all who seem to think they know better than the next guy. And that's one of the things that one of the great things Donald Trump is accomplishing, aside from focusing on the 800-pound gorilla, which is the immigration invasion, another thing that he's doing is he's getting us to act like a team. So these huge rallies that he holds are excellent symbols of that and manifestations of it. He is able to get 20 and 30,000 people together at the drop of a hat, and we just mobilize in a huge, coherent, joyous crowd. And nobody's done that in my whole lifetime and yours, Sovereign Man. Nobody's done that for us. No leader has done that. I mean, think about it. Are you up in years like I am?
Well, I think it's a matter of perception.
But let me ask you this, Sovereign Man. Let me ask you this. I don't mean to ask your age, but I know, as I've been around a long time, I go back to Dwight D. Eisenhower. And the point is this: I am very politically political. I always have been. I've been, you know, just devoted to, you know, finding out what's going on for my whole life since I was in, you know, elementary school. And there's no man in my lifetime who's ever mobilized or organized. You know, I love doing this. I like backing up and looking at the big picture and not getting caught up in minutia. There's no person in my life who's ever mobilized right-thinking, red-blooded American patriots. There has never been such a person. Can you think of one?
Now, the last time I saw any type of movement of any proportion was the Promise Keepers on the Mall. Other than the, I guess that was the Tea Party that amassed on the mall down there. And you know what? They left that place cleaner than when they went.
Oh yeah, no, we're great people. Yeah. We on the right, we are great people. That's true. That's right. We improve and better everything we touch. And that's why invaders want to come into our country, because the water's clean, the streets are clean, the people are clean, it's a good place to live. That's why they want to invade our countries. We are wonderful, wonderful people. But and think about this, folks, and everybody out there in the audience, there has never been a man who's mobilized us, all patriots. There's never been a guy who's got us all shaped up into an army. And functioning like an army, moving like an army, until Donald Trump. And one of the things that he said, I think maybe every rally, at some point he paused, clearly getting philosophical at that moment, and he said, this is not just a campaign. This, and he looks out at the audience, is a movement. And of the two aspects, campaign versus movement, it may end up in the end that the movement that Donald Trump has created, this man has created, I didn't do it, you didn't do it, and nobody else among us did it. This movement that he created may be the greater of his accomplishments, even greater than his political campaign accomplishment, is that he's gotten us to act like a people, defending ourselves, thinking like a people, thinking of our interests. For instance, his slogan, America First. What is that? That's a demand. That's a proclamation that we will size up our own interests. We will look in the mirror and decide what we need to do to save ourselves, to preserve, to leave to our posterity something worthy of us, and make our ancestors proud. So Donald Trump's the guy who's done that. That's why this show exists. And that's why you're listening to it, Sovereign Man.
Yep. I tell you, it's more and more interesting every day.
Yes, it does. And I marvel at the man. I marvel, he's 74, I believe. Look, how can I keep forgetting his age? He's born in 46, I think. I was born in 48. And he's 72. What the heck's wrong with me? I should be able to remember my own age. I'm 70. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, I thought you, I didn't think you were his senior. But
no.
I tell you, I give you a lot of credit, brother. You got that beautiful young boy. I mean, I hope I get blessed to be your age to have some beautiful children like you do.
Well, yeah, that's just an incredible blessing to me. And and thank you for your thoughts, and thank you for being in this audience. I'm with Mike Rivero, who salutes the audience. The Republic Broadcasting has assembled an amazing audience of people, and very, very smart, very, very well informed. And there was a real scare here with Jeanine Pirro appearing to be made to walk the plank by the liberals who own Fox. That was very scary, and I was just delighted to have – it was one of the callers. One of our callers, one of our listeners, who alerted me, just as you just alerted me to Trumptown, that I was unaware of. I was unaware that Jeanine Pirro, in fact, broadcast Saturday night. Thank God Jeanine Pirro is back on the air, and that's a victory for us. And I'll tell you what, I guarantee that somebody very high at Fox, maybe Rupert himself, got a phone call from a fella named Big Bad Donald John Trump. Can you imagine, Sovereign Man, can you imagine if your secretary hands you the phone and says, Mr. Murdoch, it's the president. And then you hear the stentorian baritone voice of Donald Trump saying, Hi, Rupert, how's it going? Hey, listen, concerning Jeanine Pirro, you can see the beads of sweat forming on Rupert Murdoch's head, or James or Lachlan Murdoch. And you know, think of the things that Trump could have said. He said, you know, Rupert, you know, I've been on a lot of your shows. I've guested with Tucker Carlson and with Sean Hannity, and I gave Sean exclusive broadcasting rights at my rallies. How many billion dollars do you think I've made for you, Rupert? How many would you say? And they said, so I know you had nothing to do with it, Rupert, but somebody there doesn't seem to like Jeanine Pirro, and, you know, she's a good friend of mine. Case closed. Hey, thanks, Sovereign Man. We'll be right back after this break.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back, folks, and this is just a sidelight, but of some importance. Speaking of the of our inability on the right to form a coherent army, the left is not. they got a lot of problems. They have a lot deep psychological problems. I mean, if you're a left winger, you need counseling really badly, but. Well, their ability to form a coherent army themselves is not all that great. And that's being exhibited right now. The 500 or so demon rats who are running for president are now banding together to to eject Joe Biden. And so I love this. And what they're going after Joe Biden as inappropriate, sexually inappropriate. He's got his hands all over women. He's kissing them. And apparently one of his fetishes is he likes to smell their hair. So he digs his nose into your hair. God, wouldn't that be weird? If you know, he digs his nose into your hair and sniffs you. what a dog. Anyway, so Joe Biden is getting an assault now from the 500 or so other Democrat candidates because they all recognize, look, we got to get this guy out of the race here. He hasn't even entered the race yet. So let's get him out before he gets in. Otherwise, the rest of us aren't going to get there. So that's true. One thing that will divide Democrats, of course, is overweening ambition and, you know, lust for power. So that's nice. Biden's taking it in the teeth right now. And he is one of those Democrats. I would like to see him ejected from the campaign. I would like to see the Democrats be true to themselves, the leadership of the Democrats be true to themselves. Put forward as your candidate one of these screaming left-wing people who truly represents your thinking. Don't give us some fig leaf of a person who actually is out of step with the left-wing socialist, communist, anti-American, hate whitey beliefs of your party. Let's get somebody who really, let's get someone like Ilhan Omar. Of course, she can't file. She's born in Mogadishu. But that, well, what the heck? Amend the Constitution, you know, allow a non-citizen. Well, Barack Obama, you know, we still don't have a valid birth certificate for Barack Hussein Obama. Can you believe it? And that's, folks, as Donald Trump says, that's just a stone cold fact. And notice that one of the people who was on that, as a scientifically minded man that he is, was Donald John Trump. He was one of the first people who had the brass to say, hey, show me the birth certificate. I ain't seen no birth certificate from you, Barack. And that's true. And that's an amazing story. And I like where the news is going lately. Trump is driving the news up the chain of the Obama administration. Yes, the corruption, the rot, the stench goes above lovebirds struck and Lisa Page. It goes above Andy McCabe. It goes above James Comey. It goes above Loretta Lynch. Yes, above Loretta Lynch to Obama. Oh my gosh, we're out of time. I don't believe it. We'll be back again, though, to continue on this thought tomorrow. See you then.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.